Was there some of this in the legend of the Holy Grail?
Yes. Wolfram has a very interesting statement about the origin of the Grail. He says, the Grail was brought from heaven by the neutral angels. There was the war in heaven between God and Lucifer and the angelic hosts that sided one group with Lucifer and the other with God. Pair of opposites, good and evil, God and Satan. The Grail was brought down through the middle, the way of the middle, by the neutral angels.
What is the Grail representing then?
Well, the Grail becomes the, what can we call it, that which is attained and realized by people who have lived their own lives. So the story, very briefly, is of this, I'm giving it now as Wolfram gives it, but this is just one version. The Grail King was a lovely young man, but he had not earned that position. And the Grail represents the fulfillment of the highest spiritual potentialities of the human consciousness. And he was a lovely young man, and he rode forth from his castle with the war cry, Amor. And as he's riding forth, a pagan warrior, the Mohammedan warrior, comes out of the woods, a knight. And they both level their lances at each other. They drive at each other. And the lance of the Grail King kills the Mohammedan, but the Mohammedan's lance castrates the Grail King. What that means is that the Christian separation of matter and spirit, of the dynamism of life and the spiritual, natural grace and supernatural grace, has really castrated nature. And the European mind, the European life, has been, as it were, emasculated by this. The true spirituality, which would have come from this, has been killed. And then what did the pagan represent? He was a person from the suburbs of Eden. He was regarded as a nature man. And on the head of his lance was written the word Grail. That is to say, nature intends the Grail. Spiritual life is the bouquet of natural life, not a supernatural thing imposed upon it. And so the impulses of nature are what give authenticity to life, not obeying rules come from a supernatural authority. That's the sense of the Grail.
And the Grail that these romantic legends were searching for is the union, once again, of what had been divided? The peace that comes from joining?
The Grail becomes symbolic of an authentic life that has lived in terms of its own volition, in terms of its own impulse system, which carries it between the pairs of opposites of good and evil, light and dark. Wolfram starts his epic with a short poem saying, every act has both good and evil results. Every act in life yields pairs of opposites in its results. The best we can do is lean toward the light. That is, they intend the light. And what the light is that of the harmonious relationships that come from compassion with suffering, understanding of the other person. This is what the Grail's about.
When we say God is love, does that have anything to do with romantic love? Does mythology ever link romantic love and God?
Well, that's what it did do. Love was a divine visitation, and that's why it was superior to marriage. That was the troubadour idea. If God is love, well, then love is God. Okay.
There's that wonderful passage in Corinthians by Paul where he says, love beareth all things, endureth all things.
Well, that's the same business. Love knows no pain.
And yet, one of my favorite stories of mythology is out of Persia, where there's the idea that Lucifer was condemned to hell because he loved God so much.
Yeah, that's a basic Muslim idea about Iblis, that's the Muslim name for Satan, being the, like, God's greatest lover.